R. Kelly is probably not going to be calling his daughter Jay. Now, she is transgender, and here's what R. Kelly has to say about that.
Always believe what you see, with your own eyes, that is. Mm. You know, always believe what you see. That's the best way to go about this business. You know, I've heard a lot of things about a lot of people, you know, and it was never true. You know what I'm saying? No matter what they are, who they are, they still your kids, you love them, you know, but you got to support them. You want to support them, you know what I mean? So...
Well, his own wife is the one who came out and said that their daughter was transgender and wanted to be a boy.
Right.
So, rumor has it that BET is dying to get a Chris Brown reality show, and I don't know who isn't, but maybe that's why his girl Karrueche is doing the red carpet for their show. Media Takeout's reporting.
You're not doing red carpet?
I actually, BET. You know, I need to tweet Stephen Hill because I don't understand what I have done to upset him.
What happened?
But for some reason, I was declined.
No, my, stop.
I was so hurt.
You got to get on Karrueche's level.
I don't know how to do that.
If you want to be red carpet correspondent, you have to get on her level.
All right.
That's going to be
hard.
Maybe
you can start dating Trey Songz or somebody. Get somebody else from Virginia.
Huh. Does he like older women? Like, I'm older married women with kids.
First of all, Usher's mom.
I don't know. I'm going to tweet Stephen Hill today.
I think he liked you when he came here.
You think I got to cheat? Would Trey? That get me on the red carpet?
Yeah, all these dudes come here and like things. They don't realize that we see how sloppy she is every morning.
Listen,
every day.
Just I'm sloppy, when they come in. Meeting. All right, I'm a
we're going to call Brucetta. That's
Let's
we
call
need.
Brucetta and see what the
hell. Let's go to somebody bigger than Stephen Hill.
Stephen Hill ain't about nothing. We're going to call Brucetta.
Brucetta.
See what the hell.
All right, that's what we do.
All right, so.
See, that's all inside stuff here, y'all.
Inside.
Okay.
We got people at BET. That's why we're not
tell that. Speak to it.
That's why we got declined.
Denied.
Media Takeout's reporting, and they've got pictures to prove it, that Future was out with his baby mama, not Sierra, at a hookah bar, and then later at Magic City, where it looks like she's kind of sitting on top of him.
They're all cool, though.
Well,
you ain't cool enough to sit on top of my man. You ain't going to be sitting in my man's lap.
Listen.
Beyonce.
Come on. Hey, let me take the side of Future
please
here.
Do, please do.
Okay?
Please do. I want to hear it is.
His wife is probably real, real pregnant. And
this
real
is after she had the baby. No, this is like 3 weeks ago. She had the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now
well,
what?
Well, she ain't ready. She's going to need a couple weeks to recover.
Hold on.
So in the meantime, let Future be Future, man, and get with somebody. He get with the other baby moms that are already, they're ready.
Right.
Wait, no.
They're good to go.
No,
that's not.
Hold on. What is the problem here?
Are they married?
You know,
they're not married.
Sierra probably was keeping all the kids, see?
Right.
And we're trying
she
to make
them.
They probably taking turns.
Let him be him.
Turns.
Yeah, it was Sierra and Knight to watch all the babies.
All right, so Benzino's Ratchet Reality is putting it all out there on Charlene. He says, before Love and Hip Hop, what do you think her profession might have been?
She was a stripper.
Yes,
a prostitute,
of course. Prostitute.
Wow.
They say he ain't just say she was an escort. He says she was a street walking prostitute.
Wow.
Hold on. Who said this?
She was on the track.
Benzino.
Benzino.
Maybe he said that before, too.
A street walking prostitute. That's not like he could have said she was escort because that doesn't
escort,
mean she
you know,
got
just,
it in with him.
Like she makes appointments.
Yeah.
No, this is
street walking.
He and his feelings because she went on his wife.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of reality, Drea tweeted that she's getting rid of the fake boobs. She says they make her look stripper-ish.
And it's really tough when she's street walking.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she got to find a good bra.
You look fine.
Anyway, she says she wants Rihanna boobs and, you know, yeah, get that done.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I was watching this show on TV, man, where it's called Botched.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Yes.
And these
you don't
ladies getting
get...
that way oversized breast implants,
it's
and it's
awful.
Just wreaking havoc on their
bodies. On your body. Your body gives you the boobs you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Kim Ye released their wedding pictures. Now Beyonce and Jay finally decided to show theirs, too. Coincidence? Wow. They show the intimate, never-before-seen videos of the wedding during the On the Run tour. But I'm just saying, they might as well call Kimmy up and say, hey, you're still not us.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Hey, The View is basically starting all over us.
Yeah.
I know you turned the music off, but I got one more story.
No, it's okay.
Sherry Shepherd, gone.
Wow.
She's leaving after 7 years. Jenny McCarthy, she's only been there, what, a year, maybe two? She's gone as well. All they got left is Whoopi, but I hear they're very interested in Layla Ali.
Wow.
She would be good. She would be good. And
what
lastly,
about Alfredis?
I'm going to send her my reel for them to send it right back.
Yes.
I'm going to do it anyway. New in theaters this weekend.
Yeah.
Transformers,
man.
Which Britt says is really good. Go to RestfulMorningShow.com to see her review.
Denied.